Today is going to be a really exciting day because the man on the phone today literally changed my life, and I say that coming from the heart. You know, we went from being down and out in real estate a while back to making consistent $25,000 a month. That was just what we were doing. And so right off the bat, I'd like to send out a big, big thank you to Jeremy Brandt, the CEO of Fast Home Offer and We Buy Houses. So how's it going, Jeremy?
Going great, Jim. Thank you for that wonderful welcome.
All right. Well, we know that not all leads out there are created equally, because some leads are exclusive, some go to multiple agents, some are purchased, you know, some are on a referral basis. Every single lead company has a pretty specific model on the type of lead that they attract. So maybe you can start out the conversation, if you would please, with talking about your specific model and what makes you guys different.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You're right. There's a million different leads out there, and a lead is just a generic term for somebody that might be interested in your product or service. And there's lots of different types of companies that might sell exclusive leads or non-exclusive leads. They might generate them through something like email traffic or pulling things off Craigslist or doing other types of pull-based marketing. One of the things when we put this company together about 11 or 12 years ago now, we really set out to be the highest quality lead that we could produce. And we were okay with producing a lot fewer leads if we could produce the highest quality lead. And to that end, we really focus our marketing in a couple of very specific areas that are the most expensive areas to market, but that also generates the highest quality lead for our clients. So our primary sources of leads are pay-per-click internet marketing, which has gotten more and more expensive over the last couple of years as more people kind of get in and compete, and Yellow Pages advertising. We advertise in every single Yellow Page in the United States with a large display ad that goes into a call center. And so what makes us different is that every lead that's in our system is somebody who's contacted us directly to sell their house quickly, sell their house for cash, and that makes them highly motivated and very, very actionable. And all the leads are delivered in real time. So there's no kind of queuing up of leads. Here's a list of people that might want to sell your house. Because in today's economy, if you don't get back with somebody in 5 or 10 minutes, you might as well not even bother calling them, because it's too easy for people to go contact 10 companies to sell their house. And so within 1 second of a home seller calling our call center or filling out a form on one of our websites, we've forwarded that lead out to our local real estate agent or real estate investor partner. And they've got it, and they're following up quickly. And so that's very different than a lot of other companies where that activity doesn't happen real time or where the lead is not exclusive. So our other philosophy was we'd rather charge more for the lead but give it to only a single person and have that person be our partner in really working with that home seller in the market than what most companies do, which is sell a lead to 5 people. It's inexpensive, but they're selling the lead 5 times to 5 different people, and it creates a really competitive environment, and close rates go way down when you kind of force that competition. So we just wanted a little bit of a different model, and that's what we did with the FastHomeOffer.com business.
You had a lot of amazing stuff in there. Let's chat about, if you would, please, the pull-based. What do you mean by pull-based marketing?
Well, so if you think about different types of marketing you could do, there's two different ways to market. There's 2 different people that you can go after when you market. One is you put up a sign, a billboard, something in the Yellow Pages, pay-per-click marketing, that says, if you're looking for a solution, I'm here, right? So that would be Yellow Pages advertising. People look in the Yellow Pages in the real estate section when they need help with the real estate. People go to Google and type in, sell my house quickly or sell my house fast when they need a solution. So that's people reaching out of their own volition to find a service provider that's going to solve their problem. That's very, very different than, contacting for sale by owners. So outbound marketing, where you're going to somebody and saying, hey, I know you didn't ask to talk to me, but I'd love to provide a service to you and fill out this form on a website and a real estate agent will call you, or contacting people on Craigslist, or, you know, even worse, which we've seen people do this in this industry, is offering freebies to fill out a form, right? So if you sent an email blast out to 100,000 people and said, win a free iPad, fill out this form to sell your house, you're going to get a lot of people to fill out a form to sell their house. That's going to be a really, really low quality lead because they were enticed to come in rather than contacting, rather than searching out a service provider when they were actionable and really needed help.
It takes the integrity out of it. It takes the real motivation out of it, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to gauge motivation before you talk to somebody. And before you're able to talk to somebody, the biggest predictor of motivation is how did they find you? What channel did they come through to reach you? And most lead providers for real estate agents, you don't have a real clear view into that. And so all of our marketing channels are very driven by the consumer. The home owner reached out to us to sell their house. We didn't reach out to them to try to convince them to sell their house.
And that's just evidenced by the fact that we've literally called back thousands of these leads. And hands down, out of every single quote-unquote lead company out there, FHO leads are by far the best leads out there that we've ever contacted and been doing this real estate for a long time. They are the best leads, and I'm glad you explained why that is. People make a different decision today than what they made yesterday, right?
Right, exactly. And, I'm excited to have been on this journey with you, Jim. I remember when you joined and we talked about your market and kind of you got going, and we talked about how critical it is to follow up quickly and work with these types of leads to now see where you are years later in your business and how it's grown and now how you're helping other real estate agents achieve the same success. To me, that's very fulfilling, and it's exciting to be a part of that.
Well, that's awesome. And I remember, we started out, I think you and I got on the phone and we said, okay, well, I'm going to test this. I'm not really sure I get this whole thing because it was so new to me. I think we started out with a couple hundred bucks, maybe like $500. And then all of a sudden we start converting on these leads, and I picked up the phone and I said, what do I do next? And we just had these great conversations where you said, okay, Jim, well, it's time to increase your ad spend and let's move into another county. And it was really awesome going through that journey. I remember a long time ago, we were starting to get quite a few leads, and it was in the summertime. We're getting all sorts of stuff. And you and I had this conversation, and you said, well, instead of being at this dollar amount, why don't you bump it up to this dollar amount and kind of create a moat between you and the competition, and as well, it'll give us more dollars to spend on ads. And my leads went through the roof. I don't know if you remember that call, but that was a great conversation, great advice.
Well, I do, and it's kind of how we view our relationship with the people in our network, that our success is your success, right? So if you're not converting leads and you're not turning those into listings or into deals, it's not good for us and it's not good for you. And so we want to be partners in your success. And I think you did it the right way, right? You came in and tested it out. You were a little bit suspicious of a company that's talking about what they can do and what the conversion rates look like, because the unfortunate thing is that there are a lot of companies out there that are selling leads, and anybody can say anything. And the proof is in the pudding, and you don't know who to trust sometimes. And so it's good to kind of stick your toe in, talk to people that have used those services and see what their experiences are before you go spend, we have clients that spend $10,000, $15,000 a month in advertising, but out the other end of that, they're doing really, really well in listings and in cash purchases for our real estate investor clients.
Well, I love the fact that you guys deliver leads that have validity. In other words, you've got a pretty generous return policy.
Right. So, a lot of times, one of the questions that we get when we're talking to people is, well, do you scrub the leads? What kind of scrubbing are you doing? Are they scrubbed? And, what we tell people all the time is, absolutely, we have lots of technology in place to make sure that the lead information is valid. But, mostly the issue with scrubbing is people that are doing the types of marketing that generate junk leads, right? If you don't do junk marketing, you don't get junk leads. And so we have a very little problem with fraud in our system. But to our credit policy, when we're talking about do you scrub leads, our philosophy has been that the most important thing is getting a home seller in front of a real estate agent as quickly as possible, within seconds. And so if a lead comes in and I've got a guy calling the lead, or, you know, somebody in, you know, in a foreign country that's doing phone follow-up, or we're kind of doing all these things to try to score it and interview them, every second that we're doing that, that home seller is thinking about contacting somebody else, right? We're giving them the opportunity and the time to go contact somebody else. So our philosophy has been, let's get every single home seller that contacts us in front of a real estate agent or real estate investor within 1 or 2 seconds of them contacting us. And if there's a problem, we'll credit the lead back, right? So after the fact, we can always credit the lead back. But on the front end, you don't lose those 10 minutes or 30 minutes it takes to interview a home seller. And so we always provide credits. You know, if the property is already listed in the MLS, that's not really useful for anybody. And so we credit those back out with no questions. Certainly, if there's any kind of fraudulent information, we catch about 99% of that. But once in a while, an agent or an investor wants to see how the system works. They put in fake information. We'll always credit that kind of stuff back. And then, of course, like mobile homes on rented land, right, that's not real property. And so we credit those types of things back. Again, we want to partner with our clients so that, that they've got a reasonable chance of success with every home seller that we send over to them. And the more successful they are, the more successful we are, and everybody wins.
So you mentioned this real time and this really quick turnaround. For the people that haven't engaged with you yet, can you walk them through what that looks like?
Yeah. So, you know, one of my favorite demos to do that we usually do through a webinar or, you know, something that's more visual is, you know, we'll go to a page of our website that's a testing page so that it doesn't turn into a real lead. And we'll fill out a lead form as if we were a home seller. And we'll hit submit, and literally within 2 seconds, like I'm not even joking, within 2 seconds, a text message comes into their phone with all of the basic lead information details. So the second that lead is submitted, a text message fires off to your phone, and you've got their contact information. You call them immediately. On top of that, we always send out an email with the complete details. That email, again, is sent out real time. So within 1 or 2 seconds, you've got an email on your phone or on your office computer with all the complete details of the lead. And then a thing that we added a while ago that people just seem to love is, you know, we talked about the how important the speed of follow-up is, that that makes all the difference in the world. If you wait 5, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour to follow up with a lead, your close ratio drops astronomically. And this has been studied by universities, proven over and over. Speed of follow-up is a make or break, especially in the online world. And so we set up a service that's free that whenever a home seller contacts us to sell their house and that turns into a lead, we will call your phone. And when you answer the phone, you'll hear a recorded message that says you've got a new lead from Fast Home Offer. Their name is John Smith at 123 Main Street. Press 1 to call John. And if you press 1 on your cell phone, our computer system will then call the homeowner. Their phone will ring, and if they answer, you'll be live connected. So it's as if you just picked up your own phone and called them. But if you think about this from a homeowner perspective, they're blown away from a customer service standpoint, because most people never expect to get a quick response to anything they do online. I mean, how many times have I filled out a form to get some service from a company and known it was going to be a week before I hear from anybody? And so, you know, the home seller goes to the website, they fill out the form to sell their house, they hit enter, and 15 seconds later, their phone rings. Hey, it's Jim. You just filled out a form to sell your house, and I want to talk to you about it. Man, you've just set the stage for being the kind of person that is going to deliver for that home seller and have great customer service, and that sets you apart from anybody else that they're going to contact about their house.
You're exactly, and it's so fun. Because they always say, well, that was fast. And I, well, that's what you asked for. You asked.
You mean you other people aren't as fast? I'm surprised.
And what's cool, too, is they, it really, and we can't predict what they're going to do down the road, but I have to tell you, when you make that conversation with them out of the gates that fast, it really puts the brakes on them for staying on the internet and looking for other solutions, because they already got a great solution.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's one of the reasons that we did it, and it's why all these university studies about anybody that fills out a form online as a lead, whether it's a house or, you know, other services, it's too easy for them to contact 10 companies. And so once their phone rings, they're going to stop searching, right? It's a hassle to contact a bunch of people, but you do it because nobody's helped you yet. Once somebody gets you on the phone and says, you know, I got this, don't worry, we're going to solve your real estate problem, they're not going to contact anybody else because it's a headache and they don't need any more help. They've got you.
That's right. I just absolutely love that. It's such a great service. And you just smile when they give you a response. They're like, oh, my God, how come you called so fast? Well, that's how I roll.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. So we talked a little bit about exclusivity and being pretty limited on who gets the leads in a particular area. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So every lead in our system is 100% exclusive. We don't ever sell leads to multiple people for the reasons I referenced earlier, right? We'd rather have one high-quality agent in a market that's helping those people than five people trying to call the homeowner. It frustrates the homeowner. It frustrates the agent. Nobody's really happy about that situation. And so every lead is exclusive. And the way that we price our leads is based on supply and demand. And so if there's one person in a market that wants leads, the price is a certain price. As more real estate agents come into our system, the price starts to increase, and those agents bid against each other from a pricing standpoint to get more and more leads. And this is positive for a couple of different reasons. The first is that if a market is highly competitive, it means our advertising costs are much higher, right? It's astronomically more expensive to advertise in Los Angeles than it is in Omaha.
Sure.
You know, 100 times more expensive. And so
right. The
leads are much more expensive in Los Angeles because agents are willing to pay a lot more because they make a lot more off of each property and because the market is very, very tight, so it's tough for everybody to find property. And so we have this system set up where the price kind of sets itself, kind of works like Google AdWords if you've ever done any online advertising, and our clients set the price for leads in any particular market. And then when we have a couple of different people in a market at the same price, then the leads just rotate between them. So, you know, in some cities we might get 200, 300, 400 leads a month, and we'll have agents where we're rotating between, let's say, 5 or 10 agents in a market and spreading those leads out so that nobody's overwhelmed, right? You don't want to get 5 leads in an hour because you couldn't handle that just from a logistics standpoint. And so we set it up that way, and it seems to work really well and really lets the market determine what the value of the advertising or the leads are in any particular area and not us.
So if someone right now is in Kansas City or Cleveland or whatever, and they can go to your website and they can find out exactly what it would take to be in business with you right now. So just because someone is getting leads currently in a Cleveland or a Kansas City doesn't mean that someone new can't go and be in business with you, right?
Right, exactly. So we sell exclusive leads and Fast Home Offer. We do not sell exclusive territories. So nobody can come in and say, I want to take all the leads in this territory and I want you to block everybody else out and nobody else can join. Anybody is always welcome to join Fast Home Offer in any market. Nothing is sold out. It's simply a matter of the price goes up the more and more people that want to join because our advertising costs are going up as well, right? Because Google is a bid-based advertising system.
Yeah, so if I wanted to unplug my business in Charlotte and move to L.A., I could still be in business with you. I'm just going to have to pay the going rate for whatever's going on out there.
You're exactly right. And I'll tell you, be glad you're in Charlotte. It is much more expensive in L.A. than it is in Charlotte.
I can only imagine. So you talked about that there's not territories, but you have other parts of your company, We Buy Houses. Do you want to get into what We Buy Houses is different from Fast Home Offer?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about We Buy Houses. You know, 2 years ago, so I started Fast Home Offer in 2002. You know, started it from, you know, my living room, and we've come a long way since then. And we work with about, I don't know, 10,000 or so home sellers a month now all across the U.S. And a couple of years ago, I had been working with some guys for a long time that owned the company We Buy Houses. They had WeBuyHouses.com. They had federal trademarks on We Buy Houses. So really kind of everything around We Buy Houses they owned. And we came to an agreement, and we purchased their business a couple of years ago and have really rebuilt it. You know, we had this vision for changing the real estate investing industry. And part of our vision around that is making it a little bit more ethical and responsible. Real estate investing has gotten a bad rap in a lot of areas. And so our goal was to make it more ethical, more responsible, and provide a national brand that was very recognizable that investors could operate under and operate their business as. And so that's what we've really done with We Buy Houses. We've got WeBuyHouses.com. Investors or agents, but it's mostly investors. Investors can come in and license a territory exclusively, a section of zip codes. So it's almost the opposite of Fast Home Offer, where there's no exclusive territory in Fast Home Offer. In We Buy Houses, it's only exclusive territories. So you might license an entire county with We Buy Houses, and that gives you the exclusive right to the brand, to the trademarks, to the website, to the phone number, all of those things in that county. You own that county within the We Buy Houses system. And then we have marketing materials, billboards, postcards, door hangers, TV, radio, any kind of marketing that you can think of, using the We Buy Houses brand, using WeBuyHouses.com, using 877 We Buy Houses. So you have all of those pieces that you get to use to market your company, We Buy Houses, in that area. And then any leads that come off of your marketing are yours for free, besides your marketing costs, because they were generated by you. And corporately, we spend a lot of time creating new marketing materials for real estate investors and real estate agents on the We Buy Houses side, and doing search engine optimization and different things to help you build up your We Buy Houses business. And it really goes back to this legitimacy, right? There's if you're a smaller guy, it's tough to be legitimate in the eyes of a home seller. And part of what we do is give legitimacy to the right experienced investors. And I'll tell you, we've got probably half of our clients in WeBuyHouses.com are real estate investor agents or investor brokers. So they own a brokerage or they're a real estate agent and they're a real estate investor. And it's been phenomenal to see the success of these people because if you think about a home seller, they're just in a desperate situation, right? They've decided, right, I got to sell my house quick and time is more important than money and I need somebody to help me. And if you're only a real estate agent and all you do is list houses, you've got a limited set of tools available to that home seller. And the tool might fit and the tool might not fit. And maybe you do short sales, and that's another tool, and that tool might fit or not fit. If you're only a real estate investor, and you know most investors have a formula for what they're going to buy a house for, if they're going to pay cash, you know, write a check on the spot to buy the house, that's a set of tools, and that may or may not fit what that home seller needs. But if you're a real estate investor, you're a licensed real estate agent, you're aware of creative financing and lease options and owner financing and all of these different things in the real estate world, then you're a solutions provider, right? That home seller's got a problem. They need somebody to help them solve their real estate problem. And if you're a solutions provider, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be the guy that solves their problem, not somebody else, because you've got all the tools in your tool belt, not just one or not just two.
And it's really hard to know what that solution is talking on the phone. I mean, you really got to get belly to belly at that kitchen table and find out what they need.
Yeah, you're so right. And, you know, over the last couple of years, we have, through our real estate investor network, we've recorded a lot of the phone calls between investors and home sellers. And it's amazing how good some people are at that first interaction with a home seller, building rapport, building confidence, engaging with them, and how terrible some people are. You know, some people, you hear them answer the phone from a home seller who's a potential client, and they can't get them off the phone fast enough, and it's really crazy. Or they're working to see how fast they can disqualify them as a potential client. You know, the best people in our network, both agents and investors, the people that have the most success and make the most money off of our marketing or the other marketing that they do on their own are the people that use that first phone call to build rapport and build the relationship with the homeowner and to schedule the appointment. But the goal of that phone call is to schedule the appointment to get in front of that home seller so that you can really be eye to eye. And, you know, that's the game changer. When you go out on every single call, you turn that into an appointment, and then the appointment is where you decide what the next step is. I think a lot of people miss the boat by not doing that.
That is so well said. I agree with you 1,000%. You know, when you've talked to someone on the phone for 30 or 45 seconds and all you're trying to do is either qualify them or disqualify them, however you want to look at it, I'm not sure that there's enough trust there in 30 or 45 seconds to get the real story. And when you finally get face to face and you can be exactly what the best words I've heard, when you can be that solution provider, that's when you can really work on that relationship and dig down even deeper and kind of unpeel that onion and help them out in much better ways.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of business automation. My background is in technology, and so we run a technology business, and we've automated every part of our business. But I think in some cases, people try to automate too much of their business to the detriment of the success of their business. And, you know, what I mean by that is if you look at, you know, we have some people that might look at a lead, say, well, there's not enough equity there for me to do anything, and then delete the lead and never even call that home seller. Man, what a missed opportunity. You know, there are so many opportunities to work with people and provide a solution, but I think we try to automate so much that sometimes we miss that individual human connection that's really what, you know, commerce is all about. It's that one-to-one connection where you're helping somebody and they're paying you for a service that's fair. And I think it's very rewarding, right? It's about real relationships and not about bits and bytes floating around.
That's right. This is and always will be a relationship business, right?
Yeah, you cannot, I mean, the size of real estate transactions are quite large. You cannot automate that process and take people out of it, right? It's really about connection. And, you know, if you've read any sales books, which I know you have, Jim, but maybe some of your clients haven't read a lot of sales books, it is really about making that personal connection with people, and that people buy from other people. They don't buy from companies, right? And so
right. You
might trust, you know, XYZ dealership, but if you walk into that dealership and the salesperson has a bad attitude and you don't like them, you're going to a different car dealership, even if you trusted the original car dealership, because it was about that one-to-one personal interaction. And so as an agent or an investor, it's your job to be that one-to-one personal interaction for that home seller. If they've got a good or bad view of, you know, the 10 different real estate brokerages out there or the 100 different real estate investing companies, it doesn't matter. Once you're in front of them, it's all about the rapport that you build rather than thoughts that they have about, you know, other companies.
Exactly. And it all starts with that quick return phone call and working all the way down. So you were talking about right now kind of the mindset of that seller a little bit, how they're looking at that person. What would you say is the difference between the mindset of the seller of yesterday and the mindset of the seller today? What's happened with that shift?
You know, that's a great question. I would say today home sellers are generally more informed. So it's a lot easier to get information for home sellers that are looking to do something with their real estate. I would say that home sellers today are more overwhelmed than they've ever been, right? So one of the problems with too much information is it's just overwhelming, and it's tough to kind of sort through it. And I would say, you know, what we've seen from the boom of the real estate market to the bust and then kind of on this upswing that we're on right now, is the motivation level of a lot of home sellers is highly increased. You know, in our business, we talk about motivated home sellers all the time, and a lot of people might not be familiar with that term, or it's not clearly defined for them. They think, oh, maybe it's only people that are in foreclosure, or only people that need a short sale, or only, you know, people with ugly houses or whatever. The way that we define a motivated home seller, and by the way, all of our leads are motivated home sellers. That's kind of our market that we've carved out for ourselves. For us, a motivated home seller is anybody for whom time is more important than money, right? So at some level, they're willing to trade the sales price of their house for getting things done quicker. And that's a totally fair trade in our economy, right? We do that all the time, right? I pay a lot more to go to you know, a fast food place and order a soft drink than if I went to a Costco and ordered a 48-pack of soft drinks, right? It's 5 or 6 or 7 times more expensive, but I pay for the convenience. I'm just trading time for money. And the same is true in real estate. For a lot of different reasons, people want things done quickly and are willing to take less money to make that happen quickly. And that might be listing their house with an agent for below market value. It might be selling the house for cash to a real estate investor or one of another number of other different things. But that's really our kind of our market that we play in, is this motivated home seller that just wants stuff done very, very quickly and is willing to take a bit of a discount to make it happen fast.
That is so well said, and the longer that we have been in this niche, the more I realize that the homeowner is willing to sell it for less than what they initially said that they would sell it for, and typically they need to do it quicker than what they initially said they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, look, people, especially when they're doing stuff on the internet or when you haven't built that trust, you're not going to get the full picture from a homeowner or really from anybody, right? People
Right. About
the full details when they've established trust, and you're only going to establish trust by doing some of the things that we talked about earlier, from, you know, meeting face-to-face and following quickly and doing those types of things. So, I think you're absolutely right, and that really goes back to the importance of some of these follow-up methods we've talked about.
Yeah, and sometimes we just have to get out of the way, because the more we provide solutions to that person and the more we get out of the way and just focus on what's best for them, the more they're going to tell us how we can help them. We just got to get out of the way sometimes.
No, absolutely. I mean, we counsel our clients all the time that your job, you know, again, we use this solutions provider kind of line quite a bit, but your job is not to convince the home seller what they should do, right? That's, first of all, that's a terrible way to sell. And two, you're probably doing them a disservice if you're trying to convince them to do what you want them to do. Your job is to present multiple options that might fit with what that home seller needs and let them choose between these multiple options that for you, if you've got your business set up right, it doesn't matter to you which option they choose, right? If you've got investors that you work with that buy houses for cash, that's a great option for the home seller if they need to sell in 7 days and, you know, just need it done and get out of it. If they need to list their house, well, that's a great option, right? If you're a real estate agent, you've got that taken care of. If they need a short sale done, you know, you've got that option. And so it's really about giving somebody three or four options and saying, you know, I've looked at your situation. I'm a solutions provider. Here are the different things I think that are available to you, and here's what those look like. You know, tell me which one you think you would like, or, you know, ask some questions about that you can help guide them in the right direction that's best for them. And if, as a business owner, you are making money off of any of the options they choose, you're not invested in trying to force them into this option or that option. You're counseling them, and out of that counsel, they're going to choose one, and hopefully that leads to you being able to work with them as a client. But it really, really changes the relationship, and I think is just a lot more satisfying to sell that way, where you're not really selling, you're consulting, and you're helping people. And you make the same amount of money, and I would argue you make more money because you're building relationships with people, and it's not a hard sell, right? You're not trying to convince somebody to do something that's bad for them. You are guiding them to a solution that works for them and works for you.
Love that. Absolutely love that. So we're going to be able to chat here in a couple seconds about how people can get engaged with you and how they reach your company. But I always like to ask this question. If you were sitting across from this brand new agent or investor or whoever it is right now, and they just got involved with your company, you two just got into a relationship, and you were to grab them by the shoulders and look them dead in the eye and say, listen, you follow this advice in the next 30 or 60 days, your life is going to change. What advice would you give to someone that just got into a relationship with your company?
Well, it's tough to boil it down to one thing. But so I've been in business for quite a while now, and I think one of the things that I've really, really learned in business is that the key to success is having a very, very simple formula and repeating it 100 times over and over and over again. And I think a lot of, especially people that are new in business or new in real estate or new in investing, they keep trying to reinvent the wheel and tweak it and change it and do that kind of stuff. And they waste a bunch of time and energy, right? The formula for success is very, very simple. It's out there. It's free. And you just got to do it. And so as it pertains to our leads and our company, I think we've laid out the formula for success, and it's what we tell everybody that joins our program. It's your number one priority should be follow up the second every lead comes in. That when a lead comes in, you have a real live person on the other end of that lead that just reached out and said, I need some help. Please contact me. And your top priority should be following up with that person that second, using the phone call to build rapport, not going into a hard sell, not trying to figure out all the details of everything, getting some basic information and using that call to build rapport, and then to schedule an appointment where you can meet them at their property, walk around it with them, talk about the property, and give them a couple of different options that are good for them. And I think it sounds simple. It sounds, not exciting and sexy, but I guarantee that if you do that 100 times over and over, you will be successful.
Great advice. Great advice. So anything else you would, anything else that I may have missed or anything else you'd like to share, Jeremy?
No, I think you did a wonderful interview. I appreciate it. I value our relationship and the time we've known each other, and you're still a client of ours, and we're excited to continue to work with you and maybe some other people in your network. So,
Vice versa. I thank you. What is the best way for someone listening to reach out to you and engage your business and get into a relationship with you guys?
With Fast Home Offer, it's pretty straightforward. You can just go to fasthomeoffer.com, and there's a link on the top right, I believe, that says real estate agents and real estate investors. Just click that. You can fill out a form, and that'll go to somebody here in the office, and we'll be happy to follow up with you and talk with you about kind of what you're looking for. We do a lot of talking on the front end with clients because we want to make sure they're successful. We tell people all the time, I don't think our program is the right fit for you right now. You know, if you're spending your last dollar on a marketing program, that's kind of risky, right? And I don't want, if it's your last dollar, I don't want somebody to join our program because it takes a little while to build momentum, like with anything. And so we really, kind of like I advised earlier, we take a consultative approach to working with people and want to make sure that it's a right fit for them and not just a right fit for us. So you can go to fasthomeoffer.com, fill out the link in the top right. And then if you're interested in We Buy Houses, if you're a real estate investor, or if you're an agent that works with a lot of investors, you can go to webuyhouses.com, and there's a link, I think, also in the top right to sign up, and somebody will follow up with you off of that. So that's kind of what we got going on, and, we're excited to work with people all over the country. We've got lots and lots of home sellers contacting us, and always love working with quality agents that are very, very good at follow-up, which is our most important thing we talk about.
Well, you are the best. I appreciate you taking the time today. Once again, thank you. You literally have changed my life, and you're just an amazing guy, amazing organization, and thanks a lot for taking time on the call today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks you. Thank you so much for all that you're doing for agents and for being a great part of the Fast Home Offer Network. We appreciate it.